Today we're building a ghost jungle ARP with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make something that feels like a haunted sample fragment moving through a deep drum and bass arrangement. Not a shiny synth lead, not a busy melody, more like a little spectral loop that sits somewhere between harmony and percussion, and makes the whole track feel alive. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around MIDI clips, devices, and basic arrangement tools. What we're focusing on here is feel, movement, and the illusion that this part was lifted from an old record, even though we're building it from scratch inside Ableton. The big idea is simple. Keep the note set small, keep the tone narrow, give it some instability, then resample and edit it like a chopped sample. That combination is what makes it sound like jungle rather than just an ARP with effects. First, choose a dark key. F minor, G minor, A minor, or D minor are all solid starting points. For this example, I'd lean toward F minor, because it sits nicely in darker D and B and gives you a strong foundation for tension. Load up a MIDI track with Wavetable or Operator. Wavetable is great if you want a slightly more modern, unstable synth source. Operator is great if you want something thinner and more sample-like. Now write a very small musical idea. I want you thinking in phrases, not loops. Use 3 to 5 notes max. A good starting set in F minor could be F, Ab, C, and Eb. If you want it a little more haunted, swap an attention note like B natural or the flat 5 so the phrase has that eerie jungle flavor. The important thing is that one note should feel like home, one should feel like tension, and one should appear only occasionally. That hierarchy makes the part easier to remember and way more convincing once it gets chopped up. Now let's shape the sound. Start with a saw or a square wave or a slightly moving wavetable, and keep the unison modest. 2 to 4 voices is plenty. Don't overdo the tune. You want a little drift, not a super saw cloud. Keep the filter fairly dark, somewhere around the low hundreds of hertz up to maybe 2.5 kHz depending on how bright your source is. Add a little resonance, but not enough to whistle. Then shape the amp envelope so the notes feel like short stabs, fast attack, medium decay, low sustain, and a relatively short release. You're aiming for a hit that speaks and then gets out of the way. A really useful move here is to lightly saturate the synth. Use saturator or analog clip with just a touch of drive. This helps the tone feel worn in, like it's already been through a few generations of playback. You don't want distortion for its own sake. You want a little edge that makes the chop feel physical. Now program the MIDI like a chopped record, not like a perfect synth arpeggio. Use 1/16 notes as the basic grid, but leave gaps. That's important. In jungle and DNB, rests are part of the rhythm. A missing hit before the snare can create more momentum than another note ever could. Vary the note lengths too. Some notes should be tiny stabs, some should slightly overlap, and some should hang just long enough to feel like they're bleeding from one chop into the next. If the phrase feels too mechanical, nudge one or two notes slightly off the grid by hand. That little human drift is part of the vinyl illusion. A strong starting structure is to make bar 1 introduce the motif, bar 2 repeat it with one note missing, bar 3 answer it with a slight variation, and bar 4 leave a bit of space for the drums or bass to breathe. That gives you a proper phrase shape. The listener feels like the part is moving somewhere, even if it's only a tiny melodic cell. If you want a little unpredictability, use MIDI note chance very subtly on a secondary accent note. Keep it low, maybe 20-40%, and never on the main hook note. The point is to create the feeling of an edited sample that behaves slightly differently each time. At this stage, the source might still feel like a synth, so let's push it toward the chopped vinyl vibe. Resample it to audio. Record the MIDI part onto an audio track, then drop that recording into Simpler. This is where the fun really starts. In Simpler, use classic mode for tight control and isolate the most interesting transient or tone with the start and end points. If you want sustained ghost texture, loop it very carefully. If you want true chop behavior, keep it short and slice it by transient. Now you can treat those slices like little fragments from an old record. Rearrange them on the grid. Pitch some chops up or down by a few semitones. Try small moves first, like plus or minus 3, 5, or 7 semitones. That's a classic jungle move and it instantly gives the part more character. If the sample feels too clean, add redux for a bit of dust. Just don't destroy the note definition. We want grit, not mush. A really good chain here is auto filter into saturator into echo, with maybe a chorus ensemble or utility at the end if needed. Use auto filter to keep the sound dark and moving. You can start with a low pass or band pass feel, then slowly open it over 4 or 8 bars. That movement can make the ARP feel like it's emerging from fog. Echo should be dark and subtle. Think 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/16 timing, with low feedback and filtered repeats. If you send just the final note of a phrase to a heavier echo, that ghost tail can hang in the air and make the next drum hit feel huge. Be careful with reverb. Dark DNB needs atmosphere, but too much reverb turns the part into soup. If you use reverb or hybrid reverb, keep the decay controlled, keep the low end cut out, and preferably put it on a return track, so you can automate the send amount only where you want it. A little tail at the end of a phrase is way more effective than washing the whole part out. Now let's talk groove. The ARP should dance with the break, not fight it. If your drums are busy, keep the ARP simpler. If your drums are sparse, the ARP can be a little more syncopated. Use the groove pool if needed and try a light swing that fits the drums. Don't overswing it if the break already has a lot of motion. You want the ARP to feel like it belongs in the same world as the drum loop, not like it was dropped on top of it by accident. A useful mindset here is to let the ARP react to the drums. If the break has a ghost note or a fill, mirror that with a tiny melodic change. Even one altered note at the end of a bar can make the whole phrase feel integrated. That's one of the easiest ways to make the composition feel intentional. Now we shape the arrangement. Don't think of the ARP as something that just plays the whole time. Think of it as an element that changes roll over the track. In the intro, it can be filtered and spacious, with a bit of vinyl noise or ambience behind it. In the pre-drop, you can open the filter and let the energy build. In the drop, it should usually become a call and response element, answering the bass rather than constantly occupying center stage. Then in a breakdown, you can resample it again, reverse a few hits, scatter some chops, and make it feel like a new memory of the same idea. That phrase-based approach is powerful. For example, bars 1 and 2 can state the idea, bars 3 and 4 can answer it, then the next section can mirror or invert the contour. If the first version climbs, make the second version fall. If the first version is tight and clipped, make the second version a little more open or more degraded. That keeps the motif recognizable while giving the arrangement real evolution. Mix-wise, the ARP needs discipline. Use EQ8 and high-pass the low end so it stays out of the sub's territory. Usually somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz is a good starting point, but use your ears. If the break feels muddy, cut some of the 250 to 500 Hz area. If it gets harsh, soften the upper mids a little. Use utility to check mono compatibility, especially if you've added width with chorus ensemble or echo. A ghost ARP can feel wide in the upper range, but it should stay controlled in the lower mids so it doesn't smear the drums. If you want a little more punch, use light compression, but only enough to glue the chops together. Don't crush the transient identity. This part should feel alive and a little imperfect. If it sounds too polished, it stops reading as a sampled relic and starts sounding like a standard synth loop. Here's a great rule of thumb. If the ARP disappears a bit when the full drums and bass come in, that's fine. In fact, that's often ideal. It should haunt the track, not dominate it. The drums and sub are the engine. The ARP is the memory. For a stronger jungle character, try layering a faint octave up ghost layer very quietly, or print the ARP to audio and manually cut tiny, micro gaps between some notes. That little edit can make it feel much more like a real chopped record. Another nice move is to mute the ARP for one bar before the drop, then bring it back hard. That kind of absence and re-entry hits way harder than simply adding more layers. If you want to practice this fast, here's a good workflow. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Pick F minor, G minor, or a minor. Write a 4-bar MIDI clip using only 4 notes. Make at least 2 different note lengths. Load Wave Eatable or Operator and shape it into a dark, narrow tone. Resample it to audio, drop it into simpler, and build a simple chain of auto filter, saturator, and echo. Then automate either the filter opening over the last 2 bars, or the echo feedback on the final note. Finally, test it against a DNB drum loop and ask yourself one question. Does this ARP answer the drums, or is it fighting them? If you've got time for a second pass, make 3 versions of the same idea. One filtered and sparse for the intro, one tighter and more rhythmic for the drop, one degraded and rechopped for the breakdown. Keep the same core 4 notes across all 3 versions. That's how you start building a real compositional asset instead of just a single loop. So the takeaway is this. A great ghost jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 comes from a small note set, smart rhythm, vinyl-like instability, and arrangement movement. Keep it dark. Keep it narrow. Let silence do some of the work. And most importantly, resample and edit like you're working with a found sample. That's the magic that turns a simple MIDI idea into something haunted, musical, and ready for a serious D&B track.